for the record, whenever I do like screen grabs to make the wins and whiffs thumbnail, yours is always the clearest.
Yeah, I didn't see any problems with your other camera.
Now your face looks clear. It might have autofocused or something. It looks better now.
I never thought you had a problem with your camera before. It looked fine.
No.
I know that my MacBook camera is 720 and not 1080, so that's why I want to get a new one.
The worst. This is my regular camera right here.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see the difference.
This looks a lot better.
Welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane, and I'm here with the guys, John, Brandon, Charles, and Christopher. It is Wednesday, and that means it's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Thanks very much for joining us for this show, this series that we do in the middle of each week, only on YouTube. Thanks for subscribing to the channel. We do appreciate it. Like this video and comment below your favorite win. You can go to fiveidiotstalkingtoys.com for everything about the show. Let's jump in. Fellas, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Shane? How are you?
Good.
Hi, Shane.
Hey, Shane. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Charles is eating baby biscuits. Do you see this?
I do, yeah.
Are those Bella Villas or Bella Vitas?
They are.
Are these? They're made by Gerber.
I love how Shane knows exactly what that is.
They're not made by Gerber.
They're teething crackers.
Yeah, they're teething crackers. Charles' incisors are coming in.
He's still teething?
What are you talking about?
He's got a teeth and he's a horrible cracker.
I don't think I've ever had a Bella Vita cracker, but I don't know any other crackers that are shaped like that.
It's not a cracker. It's a cookie.
Oh, now I know what those are.
Cookie. Yeah.
I've seen those before.
Aren't those like Luna bars? Like they're for women?
Oh God!
Shane's trying to morph this into anything he can.
A Luna bar.
It's an oat bar.
Shane, stop your gaslighting, Shane. Okay, come on.
Chris, have you had your oat today?
I've had three oat bars already.
Shane loves to gaslight everybody.
Well, folks, this episode is brought to you by Bella Vita and Rogue Five Toys. So I don't know when this is going to – John, fill me in. Is this going to air like soon or a couple weeks?
Probably a couple weeks.
All right. Well, I was going to talk about live sales. We had some fun live sales in the past month. We've had some live sales popping up on Rogue Five Toys. It was kind of quiet in that area for a few months.
Do we want to save that for the episode or this?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we can, but I'm just letting everybody know to definitely come over and visit rogue5toys.com. We'll get you there. That's our sales page on Facebook, and lots of collectibles available there. Some really cool stuff, graded stuff, unusual stuff, really nice figures, accessories. Mm-hmm. And Brandon and I have been popping on for live sales. John has had some live sales from his store, from the vault. So fun stuff is going on there. If you're not in the group, it's a private group. Come on over and join us. All right, guys, let's get into it for the first win of the week. Brandon, what do you have to share with us this week?
Alien.
What?
Alien.
Did I get an alien something?
Alien, Brandon.
No, I didn't get alien something this week, but
Knight Rider.
No.
Knight Rider.
I did get a chance to go to
really
WonderCon.
Oh wow, another convention.
In Anaheim.
You went to a convention?
A life.
Wow.
God.
Yes, WonderCon in Anaheim. It's a 3-day event. I only went the first day.
Now, how far is that from your house?
Hour and a half.
Oh, okay, that's not that bad.
How is there so many cons around your house? It's ridiculous. There's cons everywhere. You look left, there's California. A con. Right, there's a con. Across the street, there's a con. There's cons
there are
everywhere.
So
he's got more cons than a penitentiary.
Yeah.
There are so many cons.
How many cons do you have?
There's a toy show next week, too. Going to that one.
Charles is a police officer, and Brandon deals with more cons than Charles.
So it's put on by the same people that put on Comic-Con in San Diego, the big one.
All right.
Company. So they put it on at Anaheim Convention Center, which is across the street from Disneyland. And it's a three-day con, like I mentioned. Pretty big venue. It's not as big as the Comic-Con down here because, you know, Marvel doesn't attend and Hasbro doesn't attend and all the big name, like Warner Brothers, like none of those, they're not promoting movies and all that stuff. There's no movie stars and all that kind of stuff. So it's like a normal convention where it's easier to get tickets, not as busy. So it's a good time if you can attend it. I think one of our listeners was there as well, who lives in San Diego with me, Greg. He was there. I got to meet up with him. So it was a good time seeing him. What's that?
He lives with you?
Yeah, he's sitting next to me now.
He lives in the garage.
How do you get there, Brandon?
What do you mean?
How do you go there?
In an automobile?
No, like I imagine you like you're in like a stretch limousine, like it's stretched like a 50-foot stretch limousine, the longest ever. Mm-hmm. And then you hop out, throw your hair back, and you just walk in, and everyone's like, "There's Brandon, there he is, there's Brandon." Mm-hmm.
He's just throwing business cards up in the air like he's at a strip club, just making it rain. Idiots business
who's
cards.
Who's got so? Something for me?
False. I don't have my business cards yet.
Oh,
okay. Hey, it's out of my hands.
Soon enough.
Pay for shipping and then you'll get them. Don't worry.
There was. I did walk by a couple of people and they were like, "Oh, that guy's on YouTube. That guy's on YouTube."
Really?
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Must have been someone behind you.
Yeah.
No.
No. He paid a guy to walk in front of him. Go. The guy behind me's on YouTube. He's on YouTube. And then the people were like, "Oh, he must be on YouTube.
He's a YouTuber."
I sit there and I try not to get recognized.
I don't know.
Keep a low profile.
It doesn't work. People don't know who I am anyway.
Well, so. Brandon forgets the fact that he's wearing a 580s Talking Toys t-shirt and a hat, sweatshirt, everything. And then they're like, "Oh, are you on that show, 580s Talking Toys?"
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, and I know we don't go to a lot of cons, but I don't care about the celebrities so much. Like, when I see, I mean, there'll be occasionally somebody that I'm like, "Oh, that's really cool," because I like the stuff that he did, but it sounds like pretty enjoyable to me to go to a con where there's not celebrities and lots of lines and a lot of hoopla.
They had a Comic-Con, I forgot the name of it, like Light, I guess is what they called it here. They had another name for it. I can't remember what it is, but they did it because they didn't have one during the pandemic. So they kind of did a smaller one. Mm-hmm. With none of the big name people there, none of the big name brands, no Hasbro, no Marvel, no DC, none of the big toy and comic places. But in the same thing, San Diego Convention Center, and it was very enjoyable. Some people didn't like it because they like going for the fanfare and all the you know, the hoopla with the movies and the TV shows,
trailers and all that stuff.
They love going on the panels.
Yeah.
I don't like going to any of that. I just like going to hunt for toys and, you know, whatever. That's more enjoyable to me. So that's why WonderCon's better.
Brandon, you go on every autograph line.
Well, it's different. You can't even get in the door at Comic-Con over here because people want to see people go crazy for some of these big name actors.
Can we get to the win of the week or no?
Okay.
I'll tell you though, I've never really been to a big convention. I think my mind would be blown if I went to like San Diego Comic Con, or I haven't even been to New York Comic Con, but like where the Toy Expo where they reveal all the new stuff. I'd probably be mind blown seeing all that.
Yeah, it's definitely very busy.
For Brandon, it's a regular Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. So busy. Brandon's so busy.
So Greg did find this for me, and I bought it because it was a good deal. And because I haven't seen too many of these around.
Oh.
But it was a pretty nice shape.
Not me.
Wrong guy.
It loves Ooh. John. It always goes to John first.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nice.
A bi logo TIE Interceptor.
So cool. Just a box complete? Or oh, it's complete. That? It's complete.
Complete with cardboard inserts, unused sticker sheet, the instructions, and the poster. It comes with the my logo.
What's a La Gary?
War.
War.
The war.
Wow.
So what's nice the shape. Story? What's the story with bi logo? Is that it's not Canadian? It's
two languages.
It's, molded in France and assembled in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, it's UK and French. That's amazing. Both. And I don't even know about that.
It's a double.
So pick that up. Pretty good deal on that. I'm just happy that he pointed out to me. He said, "Hey, there's a bi logo box over here." And I was like, "I haven't seen too many bi logos." So I picked that up.
That's you gonna put the stickers on it?
That's cool.
Am I gonna put the stickers on it?
Yeah.
False.
Do you know I've been in groups before where that question was raised, and I, you know, for smaller items or not so expensive items, it's less of a question. But yeah, there's been people. Should I put the stickers on it? And everybody's screaming, "No!" You know. Wow.
Wow.
Very nice.
To be honest with you, if Brandon wanted to light that on fire right now, I wouldn't even care. Like, why do people care what you do with your own item?
Oh yeah, I don't care what people do with their own item. But watching the comments explode, like,
oh yeah,
you got to keep that sticker sheet.
Yeah, they get so pissed.
You know what? I would not do. Here's the reason why I wouldn't do it. I would say it's like 50-50 that you peel those stickers off that sheet and they don't even stick anymore.
Think it's 50-50. I think it's like 80-20. It doesn't.
Yeah,
work.
I think you're just likely to ruin the whole thing. You know,
peel it, peel it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it for that reason. I
Brandon, like I'll pay you $100. Peel off one corner and see what happens.
Oh, the poster, nice.
Oh.
You're unfolding it?
Oh, we unfolded it.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
That's cool. I think I have John's pants are getting swole.
Look at that wing.
I never seen that one, actually, so that's cool.
Oh, sorry.
Cool.
John, have you seen that poster?
I think, yeah, I've seen that poster. I can't remember if I have that one or not, though.
Is there different ones?
Yeah, there's... Isn't there like a tri logo like that too, with the B wing right in the middle? I think I don't know. Maybe I don't.
I don't know.
I feel like they didn't. The movies were kind of like a swing and a miss with that. Like they didn't showcase the B wing enough. Yeah. I can't even remember what scenes it was in the original trilogy. Where was it mainly in?
It was Return of the Jedi.
The B wing. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in like one battle.
And they featured it in the newer movies, you know, but it's or something
to,
like it.
Yeah, it's next to the U-Wing. That's why. The U-Wing.
Yeah.
And the E-Wing.
The E-Wing.
Rarest hen's teeth.
It is rarest hen's teeth. I've got one to say, by the way.
I saw somebody else use that comment today, too. Rarest hen's teeth.
There you go.
And did it sell?
Were they cooking pizza? Were they cooking pizza in their backyard when they said
those are rare as hen's teeth in Canada? I was like, wow. I was like, I didn't know Canada had hens. That's rare. I thought they just had Canadians.
Was that rare. Monsieur Walden said that?
Rare.
Rare. All right. Very good. That's a huge win of the week. That's one of the bigger ones we've had.
That was a huge win, and I want to mark this down. John, if you could just mark this down. Nope, that was the longest win we've ever had of the week.
I think Brandon's thing was a
15-minute win. He was winning for 15 minutes.
Of the week.
I think we can end the show right now. The
episode is over, guys.
Yeah, it's all over. I'm going to go next. I don't have anything, so I'm good. Next person.
Charles is on his second bag of late July right now.
No.
Late July.
No chips. No chips tonight.
Michael DeVita chips over there. Yeah,
he's throwing down Michael DeVita's. Michael. Danny DeVito's like they're nothing.
DeVito.
We're just going to keep the screen on Brandon as long as possible. Or?
Yeah, well, I want to see how big of a bubble he can blow. All right, John. Oh, we missed it. Too late. Oh, John, you're up for your win of the week.
All right. In my pursuit of the Superpowers collection from 84 to 86.
Hold on. We got to get that banner up. There we go. Go ahead.
84 to 86. I got a really nice looking Brainiac.
Is that a Death Star droid?
Is that a T-1000?
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah. It's Brainiac.
Is that a Terminator?
Jesus. It's a cool figure, though.
Yeah, it's a cool figure.
I like the lines on it.
Really good paint.
That's a superpower?
Yeah, he's a villain.
Really?
Yep. Huh.
That's a personal collection?
Really good paint.
Looks like his the lumps are in the wrong spot. Shouldn't the lumps be in the front and it's a girl?
What?
The lumps on his back. Shouldn't those lumps be on the front?
Those are shoulder blades. Get your mind out of the gutter.
God.
And his action feature is...
My humps, my humps, my humps.
Oh!
Oh.
Straight to the sack.
Computer kick.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. So, okay. So, have you like done a new fresh count of where you're at with the superpowers?
No, I have a loose idea of what I'll need left.
You need like 12 more?
It's around 12, 11 or 12. Yeah.
We should have the superpowers countdown. Like we can have an overlay of the episodes.
Well,
count them down.
Since one of them is Cyborg and loose, he's about $800.
Nice.
Probably not.
All right. Well, if there's any viewers out there that has an extra Cyborg that wants to send it to John, just hit us up. We'll share his address with you. Or the address of the store is online. Send it to the store.
Yeah.
1414 Battlefield Parkway.
Fort
Oglethorpe, Georgia. Georgia. Fort Oglethorpe.
All right. Very good. So where did you find that, by the way?
I got it for a really good deal on eBay, actually.
Okay.
How much does that retail for?
Nice.
He retails loose in that condition, I'd say, somewhere between 115 and 135.
Wow, all right.
Yep.
Ooh, look at you.
In that condition.
Dollars?
Yes,
Charles. Tacos.
Yeah. Everything is in tacos to Charles. How many tacos is that?
Unless it's a Lego, then it's... You know.
Then it's cash money, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Yeah. Nice figure.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump in with my win of the week. Here is something that I never thought I would own, but as you guys know, I was on a live sale. I jumped in on someone else's live sale for fun on, I don't know, a late Saturday night a couple weeks ago or something.
Star Wars shampoo.
What's that?
Star Wars shampoo.
Yeah, well, that I would like to own. I just love the love packaging. You guys know I love packaging. Uh-oh. So nice. I got a 12-inch Leia, and our you know, fan of the show, my buddy from the groups, John, put this up, and like nobody was bidding on it, and I threw a bid up to like move it along, and I liked it, and I was not trying to win it because I wanted him to be able to sell it for more, and I won the thing, and he was happy for me to have it, so I appreciate that. So the flap is folded kind of nice and tight, but you know, cellophane's gone, but she's in there. She had one shoe.
Oh God.
And my daughter has already put her hair in a ponytail with a hair elastic.
Nice.
But I just love the box. Like, I'm gonna be so happy to have this. Like, this, it's from 1977. It's like, you know, the year before I was born. It's just so freaking old.
It's a nice box.
Yeah, it's a nice shape for what it is. And so funny enough, like a week later, the same guy tagged me when he came across another shoe,
nice. and a belt,
and a belt. So I grabbed it. I think it's taped together, but you get the point. Yeah, there's a shoe and a belt in there. So now she's going to have two shoes. Nice. And that'll go up in the Leia collection as one of the few, you know, Leias from A New Hope on the shelf. So, yeah, I was excited about that. I loved seeing those old boxes. I'm not a box collector. Like, I wouldn't just want to put a box in the shelf. But if it's got something, you know, that belongs in the box, then I'm happy to have it.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. So that's my win of the week. 1977 Leia. Charles. Let's all visit Legoland, boys.
Oh, yeah.
And meet with Charles.
You ready, John?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Nostradamus knew what I was going to show today. So, Shane.
Oh.
Finally got her.
Nice.
I didn't want to spend the money, but she actually came with a sealed helmet.
Ooh.
Awesome. Ooh. So, I got her, I think I paid $100 because I heard they were going to reissue her, and then there's rumors, oh, they're not going to do it. So they probably, you know, will never do it again, you know, supposedly. So, and I also got, a second one from Australia, shipped with tax, was $84.
Okay.
Nice. Wow.
So
and her accessories are all open.
Yes. Yeah. 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 That one's open.
So you can display that one with the helmet, which is nice.
Yep. Yep.
Cool.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I didn't really want to spend the money on her because $100 for like a Lego, I don't know. It seems like a lot of money, but
And especially for somebody who doesn't collect Lego. I mean, it's just, I know that that figure is worth it. So I was okay, you know, just kind of watching for, you know, a little bit of a deal on it.
Yeah.
But for anybody who's watching who doesn't know, she's part of the Jabba's Palace set from like 2011 or 14, like, you know, a good like 9 to plus years ago. And
yeah,
there was a bunch of minifigures in that play set, actually quite a few, and several of them are exclusives. So the only chance of getting her is somebody selling it out of that set. So
yep. I think the set is $500, $600, something like that. So
you won't get it for under four and change.
Yeah.
I've been watching for a while. That's the thing is like, I have a hard time pulling the trigger on that because I don't collect Lego. So what's the advice there? Like get one that's open. Like, you know, I don't really want to get one sealed because I would like to, you know, put it together or whatever. And I don't care about sealed Legos, but are you like, would you do okay? Would you be nervous if pieces are missing? I don't know how Lego collectors do it.
Once you get it, you would have to put it like right together and just make sure you have all the pieces.
Gotcha. You know? Okay.
It's a little stressful, you know, when you order it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't even seen an open one for a price that enticed me. Like it's even the open ones are close to the same as the sealed ones. All right. Yeah. Very cool.
Crazy.
That's a win that I like.
Very nice.
I know you do.
All right. So Chris does not have a win of the week. We'll move
Shane, do you have one? Do you have a win of the week?
Did I? I had the Leia.
Yeah, he went already.
Should we go back to Brandon so his could be even longer? Or?
Yeah.
Let's go back to story time.
Join me.
I want to learn more about Greg. Do you guys want to know?
Yeah, let's go talk more about Greg over here.
You guys know him. He's on the IC.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
all right. So
Corey always messages him or something.
Corey messages everybody.
Everybody.
He's so busy with the messaging and the posting and the commenting.
This is why nobody gets their packages on time.
Oh, no. Well, guys, normally now we jump over to Whiff of the Week. And I do have one little story to share. I don't think amongst the five of us we have a big whiff of the week, but I have a package for, you know, it's the opposite kind of a whiff from my end. I sent out a package with a bunch of other packages from a live sale, and it still hasn't gotten there yet. It's been like pushing 4 weeks now, and it's stuck like in it stuck. It was going to Milwaukee area, you know, like Wisconsin or something area. It's stuck there at the major city in that state and hasn't gotten to the guy yet. And it stinks because there's some artwork in there. There's some custom figures in there. It's not as easy as, oh, you know what? I'll throw another Lobot and a Stormtrooper in a box and send it to you. It's stuff that I can't easily replace. So I'm kind of, you know, on pins and needles a little bit about it because the guy is the first time buyer for me, but he's a friend of somebody that I'm, you know, that I know. And it's just like, come on, where is this thing?
There's no rhyme or reason with the post office. Like I've sent out packages and it's taken 4 months, literally 4 months to get somewhere. And then all of a sudden it arrived, but then the same place will take a week. And unless it's actually, unless they tell me that it's actually lost and they don't know where it is, then I'll reimburse the person. But if it's just sitting somewhere and they say it's there, it's just sitting there, that it sucks for everybody. You just have to wait.
Yeah. I'm looking now.
It's not your fault.
I'm looking now. It's like too long ago, even in my history. I'd have to pull it up on the website, but it's at least like close to a month. So I'm getting a little nervous, but that's happened to me before where something is sitting. And the person was getting this person is being very calm about it, but the other person was being friendly, but just getting like really antsy and like every couple days messaging me. And then all of a sudden he's like, it just came today. It had been like weeks and weeks and weeks. So I'm hopeful. But that's my whiff of the week is I've started doing live sales again. I've done 3 or 4 of them in the last like 4 or 5 weeks. And that one package just happens to be something I can't just pull off my shelf and just send them a new one of. So I'm open. So
it's always nerve wracking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nerve wracking spending money and waiting for something. But then as a seller, you know, it's one thing if you're, you know, some anonymous person on eBay or whatever. But, you know, we've got a sales page. We've got a podcast. We're doing live sales. I'm talking with these people. So you get a little nervous. You want people's stuff to show up for them. So that's my whiff of the week. And I think that's going to do it. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No whiffs.
Yep. All right. All right. Very good. So thanks so much to all of our viewers and subscribers and followers and fans and friends for watching Wins and Whiffs of the Week. We will be here again on Sunday with our podcast episode. We have a new topic every Sunday. You can check that out on YouTube as well or your favorite podcast app. And we'll be back here every week with new content. So please join along the journey with us collecting Star Wars and other vintage and modern collectibles. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on 5 Idiots Talking Toys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Say it, Chris. Another, say it.
Another week.
Thankies.
Wait for that all week. I love it.